Hi, hier ist Gabi und du hörst meinen Mann Jonathan L. auf Lopsided Word of L. Ja.
Stand by, we're coming to you live.
The way I see it, this should be a very dynamite show.
The Lopsided Word of L, the most eclectic music selection.
Dad, the radio!
Eisiger Wind, mein Blick geht nach vorn, doch ich weiß nicht wohin. Noch dreht sich die Welt, doch es scheint mir, sie dreht sich zurück. Zeig mir den Weg, ganz ohne Ziel. Ich suche dein Herz, will ich zu viel. Noch dreht sich die Welt und vieles macht Sinn. Doch ich frage mich, wo geht es hin? Arbeit und Lohn, Liebe schafft Mensch, Tochter und Sohn. Wir sind auf der Welt, muss man das Leben verstehen. Biege den Stahl, schmelze den Stein. Du gibst dich hin und bist nicht allein. Noch dreht sich die Welt einsam dahin. Doch ich frage mich, wo geht es hin?
Yo, this is Edwin Pope, aka Mutant Vinyl, from Liverpool in the UK, and I'm with Jonathan L on the weekly international affair that is the Lopsided World of L.
Too late, guess again. Too late, you gotta guess again. Just give me two pieces of a woman. Just give me two pieces of a woman. Till I know. Culture dictates you're much too slow. Give me courage to get you low. Too late, I guess again. Too late, you got to guess again. Too late, guess again. Too late, you got to guess again. Just give me two pieces of a woman. Just give me two pieces of a woman. Till I know.
Yeah. Hello, I am Fanna from Belgian band Whispering Suns with Jonathan L on his award-winning international radio show Lopsided World of L.
Goth Mood by new Lopsided World of El Fave, Whispering Suns. The Brussels, Belgian band weaves music and words that fits for the now generation. It was called Alone, and stepping in ahead, the biggest rock band from Berlin ever, yeah, Rammstein, with their new studio recorded song in a decade. It's called Deutschland, and it's what you would expect, their patented sound, and frankly, sneaking in the words Du hast in spots. Nice reminder that the band's biggest hit song ever worldwide was back in the late 90s, called Du hast. This new song comes along with a 9-minute video that is drawing controversy due to its visuals and its topics here in Germany. Now look, I've watched it. I see it more as the band wanting to create an atmosphere enough to draw attention, making a much bigger splash than just putting out a song. Also, another daring, creative, and stupendous track from Liverpool artist Edwin Pope, aka Mutant Vinyl, on Popo. And one more go around with a Joachim Witt album ending number from his late last year release, Rubizol. This one was Quo Vadis, featuring U Sex und 90. So, okay, now for something very special. 40 Minutes with a Woman, who started her music career at the age of 14, and many will remember her as Fonzie's girlfriend Pinky's younger sister, Leather Tuscadero. You have to Wikipedia to see how much this bass player has done over so many years. The new album was produced by her 34-year-old son. Susie Quattro is back. The Detroit Michigander moved to Essex, England in 1980, and in 1993 remarried, and she and her husband, German concert promoter Rainer Haas, splits time between Hamburg, Germany, and England. Enjoy Susie in her own words, that's right, and a bunch of new songs, something extremely special on your award-winning international weekly affair, Lopsided World of L. Here's Susie Quattro.
Hi, this is Susie Quattro talking to you on your favorite radio. And right now, you are listening to my brand new single, No Soul, No Control.
If you think I'm wrong, if you think I'm right, gotta play it strong, gotta put up a fight. Keep it close at hand till you understand. You can't take the biggest part, it's not in my plan. I gotta hold on to me. I gotta hold on to me. Save me, save me, save me, save me. I gotta hold on to me. You can't take away my soul. You can't break me cause I'm in control. You can't take my heart, my mind. This time I won't let go. You can't take away my soul. No, 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 no. No, no, no.
Yeah, I'm talking that freedom time.
I wanted this. My son really insisted. He was really ready to write some songs with me. And he pushed my Suzy Quattro button. It wasn't off, but he pushed it. And he showed me a few licks, and I said, yeah, 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 yeah. And then as we were recording it, it got serious. I said to the boys, we're making an album now. It was not a demo. We're making an album. They said, yeah, I know. And I said, so my only instruction is the following. There is going to be nothing but an organic music here, okay? We're not going to push a song left. We're not going to push a song right. Each song, it's going to be its own personality. It's going to have its own voice, which is what you're hearing on the album. I just like that I've been able to switch on that attitude. You know, not that it was off, like I said, but something happened when I made this. I saw myself through my 34-year-old son's eyes, and I went, oh, okay, here we go. There was a funny moment that happened. The first track that we wrote together, which was called Don't Do Me Wrong, and when he said, I want to write with you, I said, okay, show me what you got. And he showed me this little riff, and I said, I can work with this. Let's play it and go back and forth. And it became Don't Do Me Wrong. And we got into the studio, and at that point, it was only a demo, a machine drum track, guitar and bass. And we're playing. Never been in the studio with my son before. Never wrote a song with him before. Brand new. So we're playing away, and he looked at me, and he said, oh, my God. I said, what's the matter? He said, all of a sudden, I'm in the studio with Suzy Quattro. And I said, yep. I know what he meant. Where did Mom go? She's out the window. Because when I'm working, I'm working. And yes, I am that person, and I won't be anybody else. So he had to adjust to that, which he did fine. But it was quite a journey. And once we found our feet with this album, we just were writing and writing and writing and writing. And fantastic. I do. I feel like I've come back home, for sure. I've plugged back into Suzy Quattro. But on this particular album, everybody can go on the whole journey with me. It's a journey. Kind of a journey through my life. Everything I've learned along the way, and I'm back home, but here's what I know now. You know, like you always say, oh, if I was only 16 again, what I know now. That's what this album's like for me. What I know now. I'm making my music again with that same energy, but with what I know now. I would say what's changed, especially on this one, is there was nobody in control. It was free. It was whatever the song was. No producer was saying, sing this way. Nobody's saying, play that. We were all just organically creating this album. And it was a wonderful feeling to be able to be artistically completely free. I think he's wanted to do this for approximately 25 years. He grew up on the road. He saw me playing all the time. He was a little boy. He was on the road. He always wanted to be a guitar player. He finally picked up the guitar, got very quietly good at it. Nobody knew. And he kept saying to me, Mom, you should do this. Mom, you should do that. Mom, you should do this. And I'm thinking, well, what do you know? You know, you're green around the ears. And finally he said, Mom, I want to write. And when I heard what he had, I thought, yeah, he was ready. I was ready. And like I said, he just pushed my Suzy Quattro button. No, I don't think he even knew he was doing it. He just did it. Fantastic. I'm so proud of it. It's just nice at this stage of my life to create something that I feel completely me. Completely me. Every little different song that you hear, it's a part of me. And I didn't write any fiction. Every lyric, I meant something, you know. Every lyric was personal. There was no third person writing here. It was all, every single song was personal. Even the Unplugged on the album, I'm just with the guitar, you know, singing raw. Raw and naked, so it's great. And bass line, for instance, I actually played a bass solo where a guitar solo should go, and I'm so proud of that. I say bass players all around the world, enjoy. Who says we can't do a solo in the middle of a song? Whoever said that? Always. I'm going on now my 37th tour there. I go twice this year. It's crazy. They love me there, and I love them. Richard, we were about three songs in, and just before the day ended, he said, I have something I want to show you. Can we spend a few minutes? I was ready to go home. It'd been a long day, and I said, sure. And he said, I'm not sure if I should show you this or not. So, of course, I was intrigued. I said, you have to show me. Show me. So he played the riff, and I said, that's an interesting riff. I said, wow. And he said, all I kept saying was, you can't control my soul. So he gave me that in my head. He said those words. I said, put it on a tape. I went into the other area of the studio. I sat with a pen and paper. 15, 20 minutes later, the song was done. It came out quick. And as I went to do the vocal on it, we all went, whoa, something happened. It was a single, obviously. I played it for my husband. He had it on the headphones on for 10 seconds. And he said, smash. It's got that feeling about it. And it does set the tone. And what it says is, you can't take my soul. You can't take control. You can't take my heart, my mind. I won't let go. No matter who you're with, no matter where you are in life, you're not going to get me. And that's an important message to people. So even if you love somebody, you don't give yourself away. I love it. Funny enough, that again was at the end of a session. We just had like 15 minutes left over. Just, you know, you're getting packed up, you're ready to go. And Richard just said, what do you think? And he did this, and I went, I'm going home. Boom, boom. Then Mike said, let's put a drum track down. Boom, we had a song. Because of the way it was recorded and written, it's got a natural vibe to it. It just kind of rolls along, rolls along. It's a groove. It's a groove, that song, like life is. Life is a groove. And it's saying that I'm going home because that person is now gone. So I'm going home where I belong, by myself. That's what that song says.
Dude.
Hi, this is Suzy Quatro talking to you on your favorite radio. My son calls it my masterpiece. That one, I think I drove everybody a little bit crazy. I had the vision in my mind of that song. I wanted to say, it's so important in today's world. No matter what your religion, no matter what your color, no matter what country you're living in, we're all connected with strings. They hold us all forever. And as I was writing it with Richard going back and forth, I kept going, strings! That has to be on there. Richard said, okay, Mom, strings! And then I got to the studio and I said to the producer, strings! He said, we got it. Shut up. We got it. But it came out on the record that way, and isn't that an important part of that song? And I had to keep saying it. I said, you need to record it with that strange, it's like an echo. You know, I'm getting boring now, but it was an important part of recording that song. It made it unusual. I don't know where it came from. I was sitting in Hamburg playing my bass by myself, And all of a sudden I went, dum, da, dum, dum, da, da, dum, dum, da, dum, dum. Love isn't fair. And I went, oh, that's a song. And I heard it as a Maverick meets Blondie. That's what it sounded like. I wanted that margarita feel, that beach feel. And that's how we recorded it. I played steel drums, you know. It's a happy song with a serious message. One heart's dying so one can live. Isn't that the truth? I always think that in love, it's been a thing of my whole life, that in love, usually one person loves and the other person is loved. It's never completely balanced. I know.
Nobody told me that love isn't fair. And when you hold me close, do you really care? Nobody warned me never to fall. Keep a little piece of your heart, don't give it all. I give it all. Love isn't fair. One heart's dying so one can live. Love isn't. Love isn't fair. Mm-mm. Life is a journey of choices we make. I've always dared to love. You've been afraid. Don't be afraid. Love isn't fair. One heart's dying so one can live. Love isn't fair. Someone's taking what someone gives. Isn't fair.
Welcome to the fascinating world of
the lopsided world of L.
Show man, you can't let it show.
think it's going to be an opening song. A lot of people have picked that out. It's a headbanger. When we were in the studio, we were headbanging. You can't help it. As soon as it starts, you're doing that, you know. The producer, when I was putting down the vocal, he pressed down the button. He said, "Who is this macho man?" And I said, "Some asshole." And he started to laugh. So I have known macho men in my life. They haven't lasted long. And it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek because, for me, a real macho man is a victim of his macho-ness. He's a victim. So it is a little bit tongue-in-cheek. You know, what I'm trying to say is cry a little bit, feel a little bit. What good is macho? What good is not feeling? But there are men like that. There are women like that. Yes. But I'm all for getting it out, feeling. Feeling is what it's all about. I'm not a good guitar player. I never went from guitar to bass. I started on bass. A lot of bass players are failed guitarists. That's a fact of life. I started on bass. So when I pick up the guitar, it's not a natural instinct to me. I don't play with a pick. I do this, even on the guitar. And I taught myself this riff. That's easy picking because I made it up. I wrote it. I've been playing it for like 10, 15 years. And finally, as we were making this album, I said, "Richard, this is a song." He said, "It is." And the Easy Pickings lyrics came out. And this is about, I think, it's just my opinion, the not-so-positive effect that talent shows have had on the industry. I made my comment on it. I do watch the shows. They're entertaining. Who doesn't? See who's going to win and lose. Nobody remembers the winners. But I think what it's done is, which is in my song, it's focused on being in the business for fame and money. And that should not be your focus. That was never mine. It's still not my motivation. And that's what that song says. So again, a serious message. Yeah.
Easy pickings, it's nowhere
was the first one we wrote together. He had that riff for a long time, and it suggested that feeling. You know, it was exactly what it was. I had the chorus right away. Don't do me wrong, don't do me wrong. And then I put down a vocal when we did the demo, and I revisited after we were about 4 or 5 songs into our writing process. I listened to that first one we did again, and I said, I'm not happy with what I did lyrically and melody-wise. Not happy. So I redid the beginning of it, and then it made sense. Sometimes that happens, you know? So that is a vibey song. It's just a vibey song.
My arrow's in flight. It may be unkind, but you're gonna hear me tonight. It's time for a showdown. It's time to come clean. I'm giving you the part of me that you've never seen. You gave me red roses. You always painted them black. I can't keep on walking on broken glass. I can't keep on acting that you're not a pain in the ass. 'Cause you are, baby, you heard me.
Saying how I feel about life, you know, that you gotta stand up straight, because it is a heavy duty world, especially now. This is a heavy duty world we live in. Oh boy, oh boy, that's what that is. And it is a very 70s vibe. Again, a riff, and you know, sometimes as soon as I hear a riff, I go heavy duty. It comes out, whatever it is. It's real nice to just let it happen naturally. So you might play me something and I'll sing something to it, and it's either right or wrong. Usually it's right. Yep, got the channels open. Yeah,
that is a wrap on Susie Quattro, Lopsided World of L. Very insightful in her own words. Loving the diversity, by the way, of her new songs. Now, right now, in your ears, a duo from Norway with a killer, and I mean killer pop rocker. They are Sail by Summer. Lopsided World of L, every week, House Europa.